Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's good to have your company and a chance to talk with you. Isn't radio amazing? And all our gadgets and devices which help us to speak with each other, even when not physically sitting together. Perhaps we take the miracle for granted nowadays, for we live in the golden age of communication. Other generations will refine the radio, telephone, internet, and so on, but we have seen the early stages of the development. Every invention, of course, has a double-edged sword in it. It can be an instrument for good or a tool for evil. We can use our broadcasting capabilities to convey words of encouragement and information, or for bullying and harassment. Arguably, the tongue is the greatest gadget for communication. The tongue gives humans a great advantage over all other creatures. When we worship God, we do so on behalf of all other creatures. Frogs can only croak, but we can sing. Dogs don't know about God, but we do. Cats can't compose the music to sing God's praises, but we can. However, the tongue can be used to whisper sweet nothings, or to strip wallpaper, to express love or hate, to build up or to destroy. The tongue is a blessing, but it can become a curse. We can use it to praise God and to curse God. So this program is all about the tongue, and I'll be using it throughout the broadcast, apart from the times when someone else will be using their tongue to sing, like Chaz and Dave here, who are famous for rabbiting on.
Rabbit, you got a beautiful chin. You got beautiful skin. You got a beautiful face. You got taste. You got beautiful eyes. You got beautiful thighs. You got a stop talking, why don't you give it a rest? You've got more rabbit than Sainsbury's, it's time you got it off your chest. Now you was just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you've been my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Now you're a wonderful girl. You got a wonderful smell. You got wonderful arms. You got charm. You got wonderful hair. Chat, but you have to keep giving it that. Now you won't stop talking, why don't you give it a rest? You've got more rabbit than Sainsbury's, it's time you got it off your chest. Now you were just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you've been my 4-year-olds too. With your incessant talking, you'll be coming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Yep, yep, rabbit, yep, 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 rabbit, rabbit, bunny, jabber, rabbit, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, rabbit, jabber, jabber, rabbit, rabbit, yep, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, bunny, yep, jabber, rabbit.
And here's me rabbiting on about the tongue. I was researching the tongue and I came up with this. Did you know that blue whales are the largest animals ever to have lived on Earth? Up to 100 feet long and upwards of 200 tons in weight, and their tongues can weigh as much as an elephant. Something like 2.7 tons, just for their tongue. Human tongues have lots of taste buds on the surface. They're invisible. They're what help us to taste. It's a myth that different parts of the tongue help us to taste different things. The whole of our tongue tastes what's salty, sour, bitter, sweet, and savoury. Tongues not only taste, tongues help our speech to form words. Tongues can help us clean our teeth after eating. On average, women have shorter tongues than men. You'll notice that's on average. We all know an exception to the rule somewhere. The woman's tongue is shorter. The average length of a human tongue is 4 inches or 10 centimetres. Some humans eat animal tongues, especially Mexicans and Chinese. Sticking your tongue out is rude in most countries, but it is considered a greeting in Tibet. Dogs and cats use their tongues to clean their fur and their body, and some animals use their tongues to catch prey, like chameleons and frogs and anteaters. But let's focus on the tongue as a speech instrument today. I have lost my voice twice so far in my career as a minister, which is quite a handicap for a public speaker. I had to undergo speech therapy and do all kinds of exercises to regain my speech. Here's a sample of the things I had to say over and over again daily to get my tongue wagging again. Some of them are quite funny. These are tongue twisters. A big beetle blithely bit a big black box of beans. Many merry moments made the millennium memorable. A pale purple peahen perched perilously on the parapet. Melon, mushroom, marmalade and mackerel were munched by the monkey. A double dozen damask dinner napkins. A single solid silver sifter sifted sugar. A rural ruler recognised rural rivalry and resolved to rally the unruly ruffians. A roving raven relinquished the wretched rabbit. 5 French firemen fanned a fainting friar. 4 flippers flashed as 2 frisky dolphins swam fast and fleetingly. And Phyllis found a fancy fan finely fixed with 3 fluffy feathers. 3,000 thin thrushes thrilled them. The 6th sick shakes, 6th sick sheep. That's one of the harder ones. The leaf police dismisseth us. Cheerful children chanting charming tunes to cheer Charles. Joan joined John in Jumping Jack's Jolly Jam Jar. If a dog chews shoes, what shoes does she choose to chew? A cup of creamy custard cooked for Christmas. The coal in the school coal shuttle was scattered by a cold scholar. And occupying an old oak, the old owl ogled the odious ostrich. Easy for me to say, eh? It was fun, but most of the exercises were boring. But here's Foster and Alan doing their daily speech exercises.
There's a little girl and her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's the girl I'm going to back. There's a lot of other chaps that would get up on her track, but I'm thinking that they'd have to get up early. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Now this little lass, she has a lot of brass, she has a lot of class, and her father thinks I'm gas, so I'd be a silly ass for to let the matter pass. Her father really thinks she suits me fairly. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Now Mary and her mother go an awful lot together. In fact, you never see the one or one without the other. And the fellas often wonder if it's Mary or her mother, or both of them together that I'm courting. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Now the wedding day's on Wednesday and everything's arranged. Her name will soon be changed, I mean, unless her mind be changed. And we're making the arrangements and I'm just a bit deranged, for marriage is an awful undertaking. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. It's sure to be a grand affair, and grander than the fair. There's going to be a quotient pair for every couple there. We'll dine upon the finest fare, I'm sure to get my share. If I don't, we'll all be very much mistaken. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac.
The Bible speaks a lot about tongues. James chapter 3 in particular has a lot to say on this. We put a bit into the mouth of a horse to make it obey us, and we're able to make it go where we want. Or think of a ship. Big as it is and driven by such strong winds, it can be steered by a very small rudder, and it goes wherever the pilot wants it to go. So it is with the tongue. Small as it is, it can boast about great things. James continues, just think how large a forest can be set on fire by a tiny flame. And the tongue is like a fire. It's a world of wrong occupying its place in our bodies and spreading evil throughout our whole being. It sets on fire the entire course of our existence with fire that comes to it from hell itself. Man is able to tame and has tamed all other creatures, wild animals and birds, reptiles and fish, but no one has ever been able to tame the tongue. It is evil and uncontrollable, full of deadly poison. We use it to give thanks to our Lord and Father, and also to curse our fellow man, who was created in the likeness of God. Words of thanksgiving and cursing pour out from the same mouth. My brothers, this should not happen. No spring of water pours out sweet water and bitter water from the same opening. A fig tree, my brothers, cannot bear olives. A grapevine cannot bear figs. Nor can a salty spring produce sweet water. And so on. The tongue can wound at a distance, unlike hand-to-hand combat. The tongue speaks words that go out, and it's too late once they're out. And scientists tell us that sound waves never die. It could be hell in heaven if we listen for eternity to playbacks of things we've said. Here are some songs about the tongue being used in both bad and good ways, starting with the bad. This is James Taylor singing about how tongues spreading negativity can cause a lot of damage. They used to say in the last war, careless talk costs lives, and it's true.
She's been afraid to go out. She's afraid of the knock on her door. There's always a shade of a doubt. She can never be sure who comes to call. Maybe the friend of a friend of a friend. Anyone at all. Anything but nothing again. It used to be her town. It used to be her town. Like even her old girlfriends might be talking her down. She's got her name on a grapevine, running up and down a telephone line, talking about someone said, someone said something about something else someone might have said about her. She always figured that
however, the tongue can also be used positively. Here is Anthem Avenue promising to speak out for those that have no voices.
I will speak out for those who have no voices. I will stand up for
thinking about the positive use of the tongue, what are the best things that you've ever said? May I suggest things like, I love you? I don't know. What do you think? I forgive you. And the ultimate prayers to God, Thy will be done. Father, into your hands I commit myself. And what do you think are the hardest things to say? Elton John probably hits the nail on the head in one.
What am I gonna do to make you love me? What am I gonna do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me? And awake to find that you're not there. What do I do to make you want me? What have I gotta do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad,
so sad,
with the sad, sad situation. And it's getting more and more absurd. It's sad,
so
sad, why can't we talk it over? It seems to me that sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Jesus himself said that we use the tongue to bless and to curse, and that shouldn't be. A tree is known by its fruit, and an apple tree doesn't produce oranges. But somehow the fruit of the human tongue can be both good and bad utterances. The thing is that our tongues betray the ambiguity within us all. We are a mixture of good and bad, love and hate, hot and cold moods, and our tongues express what is inside us. Jesus urges us to get our act together and be good and speak well. So let's resolve to watch our language. Here's a song by Don Francisco celebrating the good that the sound of our voice can have on other people and the sound of other folks' voices can have on us, and the comfort we get when we hear God's voice speaking personally to us.
When you're calling my name, is the voice of a friend. Without anger or blame, the sound of your voice is a sound full of love from the heart of the Father on the wings of a dove. The sound of your voice is a fire in the cold, awakens my spirit, gives peace to my soul. The sound of your voice speaks faith to my fears, brings grace and forgiveness, takes the pain from my tears. The sound of your voice is a fire in the cold, awakens my spirit, gives peace to my soul. My spirit gives peace to my soul. The sound of your voice calling my name is the voice of a friend, without anger or blame. The sound of your voice is a sound full of love from the heart of the Father on the wings of a dove. From the heart of the Father on the wings of a dove.
So let's value our tongues and use them for good, to encourage and build up other people, and most of all, to sing God's praises. Bye for now, and until the next time, I leave you with Roger Patterson and Ian White.
Accept one another, Lord, as you accepted us.